Welcome to Shomar Shom and the Dav Shir sponsor, Lo Nishmas and Biak Shom Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding you by the comment Dav Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a machlekes, what is Mave? Rav learns a Mave is Adam, and Shmuel learns a Mave is the Shein, the teeth eating the food. What's the reasoning of Rav? It says in the Pasuk, Omar Shomar Saboykir Vigam Laila, Im Tivayun Bayu, you have to daven. That's what the Pasuk speaks about. And Shmuel says, Mave is Hashem, because it says, Echnich Pesu Esov, Novu Matzpunov, that his Matzpunov were revealed, when his thoughts were revealed. And that's why it's referring to teeth, which are revealed. So the Farshim, the Marsha here asks a simple question. So why does the Mishnah say, Odom, or say, Shem? Why have to use this Lashon of Mave, and we don't really know what it means? So the Maharsha has a very long arichus. He speaks about the idea that Arba Avos Nezikim referred to four different koiches and bad in the world, as we mentioned in the previous daf. And he says specifically Mave is referring to the koich of Esav, the bad of Esav. And the Maharsha goes on to be maarich that Esav is called an Odom, Bekum Aleinu Odom. And Esav uses his teeth because Esav is compared to Achazi, which the main koich of Achazi is with his teeth. So really, this is speaking about referencing Esav. But the Gemara wanted to hit it. The Gemara didn't want to say it so clearly. So that's why the Mishnah says the word Mave, and it's Mirames, either to an Adam or to a Shein, both referring to Esav. That's the Mahalach, the Marsha over here. But many of the Sfarim point out, the fact that we're calling an Adam a Mave, that shows that that's his definition. An Adam is a Mave. What's a Mave? A Mispalo, a Davener. The Adam's definition is a davener. The Shem Yishmuel brings it as well in Parshas Chayesor, this week's Parsha, Tavish Ayin Dalet. He brings the name of his father, the Avni Nezer, that the idea of Adam is to connect El Yoyin V'Techtoyin, to connect the worlds. And through Tefillah, you're able to connect. And Adam also could do the opposite. And instead of bringing this world and connect it to the above, he could take all his Koichas of Ruchnias and use it for bad. So mainly that's why Nezikin is called Mave. It's basically two opposites. Adam causes a Nezik, it's causing damage, it's causing bad in the world. And a Mispalel is connecting this world and elevating it to the above. As many point out, Adam HaRishon's first job was to daven. As Rashi brings in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, on the Pasuk that says, V'chol siach ha-sodem terem yeh ba'aretz, v'chol eisav ha-sodem terem yitzmach, the grass did not grow yet. Why? Because Moshe did not bring rain. The Adam was not there to work the ground, to work the land. So Rashi says, what is the connection over here? But that Moshe prepared the world, he prepared the grass to come out. But he didn't bring it out until rain came. Why the rain didn't come yet? You don't have an Adam. He doesn't know the good kind of kshamim. Ukeshebo Adam v'yadash imtzech loyelam came Adam realized what rain is all about. He spalalem v'yardu v'tzomchu ha'iloynus v'atshoyim. Meaning the Adam need to come and daven for the rain to come. And my Rebbe Ramush Shapir Zitzal used to explain this nifladik. So like this. You know, what's the pshat b'chlal that we daven? I don't understand the idea of davening. You go to Kishbuch and say, I need X, Y, Z. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what you need, you need to tell him. He used to mention that the Bnei Yishmael in Islam, the prayers don't have any requests. All they have is praises. They just praise the Lord. They don't request anything, because the philosophy is, how can I request something? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what you need. And if you need, he will give it to you. And if he doesn't give it to you, that means you don't need it. Why are you going and asking for it? But the pshat is, and this is what this Rashi is teaching us, the word tefillah is lashon pniyo, meaning when an Adam is pointed towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu, face the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, I recognize what you're doing for me is good. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Shefa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam to be in that position that he comes and says, Hashem, I need you. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given you everything without you asking. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel et tefillos of shatzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that relationship. And Adam, as the Shem Yishmuel says, is a connector of Shemayim V'aretz. You need to be down in the Aretz and connect to Shemayim. So in order to unlock the Shefa of Shemayim, an Adam needs to daven. He needs to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give me that Shefa that I deserve. But you first need that pnia, you need a request, you need the recognition that an Adam is going to come and say, I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Moshe added the following. He said it on his own, but then he found the Chido says it. I couldn't find this Chido, so if anybody finds it, please let me know where it is. Every letter has the gilui of the letter, which you actually pronounce. And then you have the letters of the letter that you don't pronounce. So the word Adam is spelled Aleph, Dalet, Mem. The Aleph, the letters you don't pronounce, is Lamed and Pei. Because how do you spell Aleph? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Aleph you pronounce, the Lamed and Pei you don't pronounce. Dalet is Dalet that you pronounce, and Lamed Tov that you don't pronounce. And Mem is the Mem you pronounce, and there's another Mem you do not pronounce. The letters they do not pronounce are called the ne'elamos, the hidden letters. If you take all the hidden letters of the word Adam, you have the word mispalel. You take the lamed pei from aleph, the lamed tov from dalet, and the mem from mem, you have the word mispalel. And Adam, underneath the scenes, what's the essence of Adam? What's included in who the Adam is? That he's a mispalel. That's the definition of Adam. That's the tafkid of the Adam, to be a mispalel and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. What is mave? Mave ze Adam, a mispalel. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.